Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody. This is Dove Knight. I love doing these podcasts because I do so much other things. The title is My Dreams Are Not to Be Broken, or anybody's dreams to be broken or stepped up. I'm sorry for the, if it sounds negative, I apologize. I want to just get things straightened out because I'm on podcasts and I release music. There were some things that came to my attention that were not true. I had people falsely say that I signed my songs away, and I told you guys I didn't. You can look up BMI and ask Gab, and you look up my name, Dove Knight, you'll see my name as a composer. You'll see my name on copyright, U.S. Copyright Office, because they told me, you know, to register, because these same naysayers have said they used it, which I didn't believe, but I was forced to publish and copyright my songs. I told you about this before, but it came to my attention again through sources. Please do not believe any false allegations unless you contact me directly. But, you know, I had to tell it like it is, you know. When it comes to my songwriting or anything, you know, my pop songs or anything I release, you know, because I may release something, I don't know when. I release so much. I release 7 albums, which is great, but I may release another one, I don't know. Or release a single or release it in a little movie, because I make my little videos, some of them. And you can hear me here singing my high voice, in which I have a high voice, or you can hear me. I apologize. I want to apologize because perhaps, you know, I say things, so I don't want people to misquote me or take me out of context. Again, first thing is, again, my songs have not been signed away. That was a false allegation by some naysayers. I was told, and, you know, by the U.S. Copyright Office and BMI, that if my songs were signed away, it would be a court document with a decision, and then they will, you know, change the publishing or the songwriting. So that's how they do it legally. You will see it at the courthouse. It would come to me directly, and, you know, that's the only way. So since my songs are with BMI, ASCAP, and copyrighted that I release, that's all you need to know. If you have any questions about that, please contact me. Again, when it comes to performances, I do not perform online to anybody. These same naysayers were telling people that I was performing online, and the truth is that as far as direct, you know, you can see me in a video or something, no, but I will let you know. I have done podcasts where you hear me playing, you know, I Do Love You, that was put on there, so yes. If I was, it would be at a club. I did perform at the little club on Hollywood Boulevard not too long ago. But because of COVID, I have not performed. I've been trying to get out. So there is something coming up that I may do. I may do a podcast performance where you hear me play a song and sing. Like I did, I put it on my Twitter account. I'll be playing in a lower voice, which is like the album version of I Do Love You that I played on the keyboard. So I hope that I don't make any misnomers or misunderstandings with what I say. First of all, I did not sign my songs away. That's it, you know, because I'm not going to mention it no more. Just contact me directly. It is on BMI, ASCAP, and U.S. Copyright Office. Two, I do not perform online. If you hear people saying that I perform in my house for people outside for the world to see, that is not true either. However, I did perform a podcast, three or four podcast performances. I was trying to do an online performance directly with, but that has not happened. I will let you know if that happens or give you a videotape of that. I've been trying to preferably, if I was to do any shows, would be podcasts where you hear me play, like it was online, or like at a little club. However, if I do an online performance, I will let you know. Podcasts, you're going to get a copy, but there has not been no shows online for me to perform from inside my living room where people can see me. No, there has not. You can hear me play the keyboard and hear me sing, but I do not perform in front of people when I practice, you know. I mean, these naysayers made up stories, you know. Just ignore it. Well, anyway, the thing is that Death Knight Matter Part 2, the hits and the legacy songs are there. They've been released this year. Is I'm planning to release any more? I don't know. I released so much the last 10 years that I practically may have released enough for a whole lifetime or the next. And because since I am at the status that I am as an artist musically, I think that these songs should be out there for more people to enjoy them by listening and buying them if you prefer, or you can listen to it for free. You know, it's there. I am a professional artist. I put the title, My Dreams Are Not to Be Broken and Stepped On, because of these false allegations. I keep having these people say that I signed my songs away. And I ignore it for a long time, and then they said that they used it for samples. I mean, that's not, is that appropriate? Because the songs have been copyrighted and published. If you want to use my songs, you have to contact me directly. I gave nobody permission to use my songs. However, if they ask me directly, if someone asks me directly, then that's fine, but I have not been asked at all, okay? So I did not sign my songs away or have them be used. I did not. That is absolutely the truth, and I know you guys believe that. I do not, these naysayers say I perform in front of people around the world from inside my home. That is not true. That is false, and that's illegal. That came with those previous allegations that I mentioned about trespassing, voyeurism, where these naysayers, these crazy people were making up stories that I, you know, were filming. I would never allow that. I mean, we all, you know, basic common sense. Use the gray matter and just really think about what you're hearing if you hear any of this. I know most people didn't hear that and wouldn't believe it if they heard it, but if anybody had, just ignore it and really contact me about it, because I would never do that. I have performed on podcasts online. I've been offered to perform at a special gathering for a bunch of musicians to play online, and I'm in the process of making that decision. I probably will, but I will let you know. And again, thank you for everything. If there's a single come out, I will let you know, because I release so much. I will let you know. I've been in the music business for 10 years, releasing to the public, made videos. I've been involved in album covers, etc., some of them. And I have been doing podcasts for about 7 years. So if you have any questions, please contact me. But I will perform. I am going to perform. I have performed online in podcasts where you can hear me, but I do not perform visually where you can see me from inside my home. That is not possible. I would never do that. However, that may come about in the future with with a program for musicians who play online, where I play the piano. I'd be sitting there playing the piano and singing, or singing. I don't know, but that has not happened in the past, and I have not done anything like that or plan on doing anything. But the podcast shows, there were several with me playing the keyboard. And there's one online on Twitter as we speak of me playing the keyboard. You can hear me talking, and then you can hear me, and then you can hear me just sing with the keyboard. And then I go back to talk to you guys, the audience. That was taped. So it was a joy to do. Am I going to play in person, like at a club? I hope so. I'm trying to get involved, but COVID-19 has just, you know, messed up everything, messed up society. Probably 2022, that would be a looking forward to a performance. We will see. And remember, please have a good day and good night. And Duff Night is coming back with another podcast in a day or two, or maybe a week. Again, listen to what I said for the last time. The naysayers made up another lie. I did not sign anything away. If you're interested in my songs, you can contact me directly, the real Duff Night. Honestly, you can, as I said before, I'm with BMI, ASCAP, I got it on the U.S. Copyright Office. If I had signed my songs away, it would be in a court decision or document, and they would change my copyright and publishing. And that is not going to happen in this lifetime. I'm authentically the singer-songwriter, and I produce my music, too. Also, too, I do not perform in front of other people. Whether my outside, from inside my home, whether hitting it to outside, I have not performed online in person where you can see me. That is not going to happen right now. It may happen with a bunch, you know, an event online. I have performed in podcasts where you can hear me play "I Do Love You." So now in person, yes, I'm looking at that. 2023, hopefully. Good day, good night from Duff Night.